Hello, this is Bold Statements with Nick Goshalek and
Harry.
Kind of expecting a last name on that one, I'm not going to lie. Kind of fooled me. But all right, first things first, 9/11 was a Friday, a couple days ago.
Yep, a couple days ago.
No joking around here, let's take a moment of silence on the podcast here. All right. And on that note, any new movies did you see recently? It was Friday.
I watched M. Night Shyamalan's The Visit.
Kind of an inappropriate segue to M. Night Shyamalan, right? You know, with 9/11, took a moment
silent.
What
do you mean?
You know, the terrorist, M. Night Shyamalan.
He's Indian.
Well, he really terrorized at the box office.
Look, man, he's only had one genuine flop.
Yeah, but like, there's a lot of people who like really don't agree with his filmmaking choices as of the last 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, I can't argue that.
I'm just saying, The Village was an atrocious piece of garbage.
Yeah, I like The Village. I love The Village.
What was your why? Why?
Because it was for a period piece romance. It was a great film.
But like, what kept you watching it? Because that was my issue with it. I just was like, I was really falling out of the plot.
Oh, there's a few aspects. I was trying to figure out, you know, where's this movie going?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And, but I liked it. It had good acting. I liked Joaquin Phoenix.
No, it just sucked, man.
I wanted to see if Joaquin Phoenix was going to live or not. The music by James Newton Howard, Oscar-nominated score. It was great.
I wasn't a fan. All right, what about Lady in the Water? What's your defense on that?
Was it
Paul Giamatti? Was that the?
I liked him. I liked Paul Giamatti.
I'll give him his due for Jerry Heller, but I'm not gonna sit here and.
I mean, the problem with Lady in the Water, it was M. Night Shyamalan.
It's a piece of shit again.
With too much creative freedom.
Okay, so your defense on The Happening?
Zero.
No defense.
No defense. We watched it about a couple months ago with my girlfriend. No defense.
I mean, it was the plants, right? It was like...
It's technically, you never know what it is. The whole thing at the end
it's just a happening.
Yeah, it's a happening. It's an act of nature that we'll never fully understand, according to Mark Wahlberg in the beginning of the film.
An act that we fully don't understand would be Mark Wahlberg's acting in that film.
You know, he was really having a good streak there before.
No, he wasn't bad. And then, like, you know, coming from Boogie Nights, you know, Departed, you know, these films, and all of a sudden you just turn everything you've done off.
He rebounded nicely.
No, he did. He did, but...
Lovely Bones might have not been acclaimed, but it was a step forward.
It was a happening for Mark.
And then he had The Fighter, and he's turning around.
Okay, your defense, keeping on the M. Night thing, on After Earth. Taka!
Kata!
Kata! Taka! I don't even...
Kata!
That movie was...
There is no fear. Fear is a choice. Kata.
Oh, man.
After... Okay, look. Shyamalan obviously fell into hell.
No, how many times can you keep, like, giving this guy chances?
You see, the thing is with The Visit, no one gave him a chance. He funded the film himself.
I'm not done with my list of things. Your defense on that movie with the devil in the elevator...
He produced it.
Yeah, because after the bombs he made, like, he couldn't get another director.
Are you going to fault Spielberg for I Am Number 4?
Yeah, I am. But Spielberg's a hack. Humongous Jewish hack.
What?
No, he's a bit greedy, if you know what I'm saying.
No, I don't.
No,
I don't. Why do you have to bring in the Jew thing?
Well, no,
it's not funny.
It's
hurtful.
Okay, well, you know, I'm going with the stereotypes that, you know, very greedy people, and it just seems like Spielberg doesn't really care about what, you know, he makes anymore, and it just seems like he just wants the dollar.
Okay, I still don't understand what his belief in, or his heritage in Judaism is.
If I have to repeat myself, and if I have to do it again, I'm going to be really upset. This is the second time now I'm going to say this, and it's going to be the final time. He is Jewish. I'm going off the stereotypes of Jewish people, and to me... His lack of creativity, his lack of passion in his last like few projects have just been, you know, makes me wonder where his mind is, and I think it's just mostly on making money.
Well, you know, he had his time. He had 30 years, 1975 to 2005.
I'm not a fan of Jaws. I'm not a fan of E.T.
I'm not a fan of Jaws, but have you ever seen Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
Refresh my memory on it. There's a lot of alien movies from the 80s and stuff.
It's it was in 77, okay. And I think it was Richard Dreyfuss.
No, I didn't see that one, though.
And basically, like...
I've seen Cocoon.
Oh, you've seen Cocoon? Basically, I haven't seen Close Encounters of the Third Kind in a while, but it's like he ends up, like, having alien contact and going... It's kind of like he's going crazy, they think. But he's just trying to get back. It's a very well-done film.
Yeah, I mean, I'll pass.
It's Spielberg in his prime. I'll pass. It's a classic.
Prime Spielberg. What is he now, then?
Retirement.
Yeah. All right. So you saw The Visit.
Yeah.
The grandparent horror movie from M. Night Shyamalan.
Yes, it was fun. It was a 3 out of 5. It wasn't anything great, but it was fun. I was never bored. I had a good time watching it. Acting was pretty good.
Was it was it funny? Was it like
it was funny based? At times. It mixes between like a little bit of comedy and then like little suspense and it.
So what you're basically saying, it's a piece of shit.
No, that's not what I said at all.
No, I'm just saying it just sounds awful. I mean, how could you have a horror movie with grandparents and then like it's comedic? I don't know, man.
It was fun. It was
M. Night just doesn't understand filmmaking anymore. No. Oh, yeah, we're going back to the defenses. Last Airbender. What's your defense on that one? There's been a moment of silence for The Last Airbender. So you have no...
Defense of the Last Airbender.
Yeah, there's nothing
James to say. James Newnoward's score, that's it.
Alright. I guess, hear about Caitlyn Jenner once again.
You never let me finish on The Visit.
It's enough, honestly. Nobody wants to hear a fucking review on The Visit because nobody gives a shit.
Hey, man. It got fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
What's it at on Rotten Tomatoes?
Like in the 60s?
Hmm. Is it 69?
No. Fuck off.
Alright, so Visit for you would be 2 thumbs up. Go see it.
I would say it's a 3 out of 5. I wouldn't say 2 thumbs up. So maybe like 1. Maybe 1 thumb.
One and a stub.
One thumb and a stub.
Okay.
It's a step forward for Shyamalan. It's not his comeback, but it's a step in the right direction.
Okay. I can respect that, I guess. Anybody big acting in it?
I mean, the biggest name would be Catherine Hahn, who really isn't that big. She's good in it, though.
Well, I mean, she's most notably in like comedic movies.
Yeah, no, she does pretty good in this.
Really?
Yeah.
I find it hard to believe. But what I don't find hard to believe is that Caitlyn Jenner is in the news again. This man beast.
Is
taking news by storm and taking.
Whoa.
No, it's a man beast or she.
It's a she.
It's a she beast.
Let Caitlyn be Caitlyn.
Hello.
She is Kate.
Okay. Did you hear about what's going on with her this past week? She's finally, or he's finally, the man beast is finally.
No, she.
Whatever. Look, she. It's a he-she man beast hybrid. So basically, first interviews. Her first interview was with Ellen DeGeneres. I believe it was on Tuesday.
Oh yeah.
That's a great interview of creatures. Respect that. Also, the following day, she played golf with Matt Lauer on the Today Show.
Oh.
So basically, your thoughts on why the man beast is taking over news as much as she is, why her ratings are still continuously low after the 5th, 6th episode.
I don't know who the man beast is.
It's Bruce Jenner. Bruce Caitlyn Jenner.
No. Show a little respect.
I'm not going to show respect after there's no respect given to me as a viewer of television when every channel that I'm paying for on DirecTV is inundated with transvestite, transsexual, man-beast garbage. I don't need to know, like, how she looks on the golf course. Like, what benefit is that for me?
I mean, it's not news. It's bullshit.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what the bottom line of it is. Like, I just... Every channel... has something about Caitlyn, and I get that's a hot topic for whatever reason, but like it shouldn't be publicized in every news outlet. Keep it on E, keep it on like, you know, the entertainment based things, because it's not like world news.
I get what you're saying. Yeah.
I understand the movement with her and everything, but all right, it's now a couple months in. It's time to...
Time to show something else.
Yeah, there's other stuff happening right now, you know?
Well, who won in golf?
I didn't give a shit to watch. I was watching Today's Show. I made a bagel, had some, you know, some eggs, had a nice little breakfast, turned on Today's Show. As soon as I turned it on, I was like, ah, Matt, tee me up with your golf balls. And I was like, I was like, what the hell did I just walk into? And I was like, I'm not going to watch this. And then there was some, I watched it for another minute, and then there was some sort of, like, you know, polishing balls and everything. Matt Lauer was, like, getting uncomfortable, and I just turned it off myself. But, yeah, your thoughts on being uncomfortable around Caitlyn Jenner.
Well, were they competing in the PGA or the LPGA Tour?
You see, this is the stuff, man. So many problems are caused because you just can't decipher whether or not she belongs in one league or the other. Even with the jail thing, she's facing a murder charge. We talked about this before. What jail is she going to go to? Is she going to get her own cell in a female prison? Is she going to go to a male prison? And honestly, why the fuck do we care so much? Why are we even talking about this? We're giving into what we hate. So moving on from that, the first female kicker made an extra point today for Kent State. Her name is April Goss. Your thoughts on the feminist movement and how females are progressing in today's society?
So there's a female kicker on a college football team?
Kent State. Yeah, she made history basically by kicking an extra point for them today.
I did not know that they were allowing...
Yeah, I honestly wasn't aware that was okay. Mostly not because, you know, it's a girl or anything, but, like, you know, the safety of it all, like...
Yeah, but, good for her, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, this is what we're saying, like, you know...
That's a huge step forward.
Yeah, females, like, 2015, that's been the year of the female, so... Yeah. Would you, as an NFL owner, look into hiring a female kicker? Or any female player at that point?
I mean, it would just depend on talent.
Well, we've seen the first female coach in NFL, Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, really?
I forgot the bitch's name. No offense.
Oh, whoa.
It's probably Caitlin or something. It's probably a man beast herself. Should be a football coach.
I'm a football coach.
Oh, hey. Are you a linebacker? Nice ball sack.
What is that?
Linebacker, more like ball sacker.
All right, the jokes are not on par today, but... It's been a slow news week, to say the least. I guess we can talk about Office Depot refusing service to Maria Goldstein. She wanted copies made of a flyer pretty much denouncing abortion. They pretty much made the choice, like, yeah, we don't want to serve you. And given all the stuff with, was it Kim, is it Davis?
Kim Davis in Kentucky.
Yeah, Kentucky with the gay marriage license and stuff like that. Do you think... Again, refusing service for personal beliefs is a good idea. Do you think everybody should be entitled to have service regardless of their beliefs?
I just think that it's time people just got over getting sensitive on what other people believe. Because I just don't care. I don't care what my friends or my family or anyone wants to choose to believe as a source of faith. Just whatever. We're all here. That's what matters.
Agreed. And I mean, social media has blown everything out of proportion. And it's just a constant just stream of garbage.
Like, what is...
Everybody's so sensitive.
What is not allowing a marriage license to two men going to do?
Like, really? For Kim Davis? Do you encounter those people? Do you live with those people? Like, you don't live... You're not even going to probably see them after
yeah.
that. Like, why is such an issue?
Why just deny them their right? And then also, in just another way, why just deny them business?
You know, on that Kim Davis thing, just going on a side note, I mean, she was so, you know, oh, you know, it's against my religion, blah, 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 and everything. But, you know, being a Catholic, she was divorced, I think, what, three times?
Really?
Yeah, she's on, like, a fourth marriage.
Oh,
not for
man.
Anything, like, you know, you get excommunicated.
It says in the Bible not to divorce.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's kind of hard to believe that she's going to actually pull something like that and then use religion as her scapegoat, in a sense, to get out of it.
What's the band who sings Eye of the Tiger?
Oh, God.
I can't remember their name.
We can Google.
Google, okay. But yeah, they're suing Kim Davis because the song was played during the pep rally for her.
I saw images yeah. of like her leaving, and she was like everybody was like taking pictures, and she looked like such a like advocate, and it's like yeah. for God's sake, like just let her go. Man.
She's a bigot,
really, like,
Jesus.
Oh man, good word, bigot, because she was very fucking fat too.
Bigot, get out of here, man.
That big piece of shit.
Kim Davis.
Serving the community.
We make a...
Oh, by the way, Eye of the Tiger is Survivor. Survivor is suing Kim Davis.
Oh, Survivor suing Kim Davis?
Yes, sorry about that. We were Googling. Yeah. So, I don't agree with... Everybody has their right to their own opinion, but I think, you know... When you're dealing with like marriage licenses and stuff like that, and dealing with actual like,
well, it was court ordered.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like when you're actually dealing with situations like that, you know, if you don't want to be put in situations like that, don't have that job.
If you don't, it's like, if you don't want to do the job, then just find another.
It's not hard to stay out of situations that you don't want to be in. Okay, let's talk about Stephen Colbert debuting this week. Have you watched?
Oh, that happened?
Yeah, I've been very, very...
Ooh, I guess I was excited.
Yeah. Well, basically, his first guest was George Clooney, followed by Jeb Bush.
Oh, because Tomorrowland was so great.
Yeah, I don't know. It looked like it really, from what the images I've seen...
Jeb Bush? Have some good guests, please.
Yeah, it seems like a really just more hyped up version of his show on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
It just doesn't really have a good... Like, the little short clips I've seen, though...
I haven't seen any of it. Is he trying to go political with it?
No, but then yes. Because, I mean, he has Jeb Bush on. And then, like, the following night, Wednesday, he had, oh, I forgot who the actress was. But then follow that was Elon Musk, the head of Tesla.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I heard he was going to be on the show.
He talked about terraforming Mars and stuff by dropping nukes on Mars, poles, and everything. Anyway. But, yeah, like, just... It seemed kind of... backhanded political.
Yeah.
More so than obviously Fallon or Kimmel's doing.
I mean, I just feel they went a little too old with Stephen Colbert. He's not old. He's
not
elderly.
I don't think his age, but
he's,
I think...
50, and like, he could have gotten a younger guy. Because look, Fallon is killing it in the late night ratings, and Kimmel
Well, Neil Patrick Harris was reportedly really,
Yes.
He was courted, but he yeah. turned it down because he was doing some other show on NBC.
Yeah.
But,
well,
yeah.
Look, Kimmel's moving on up, and he's, like, in his 40s, and Fallon's, I think, what, young 40s now?
Fallon's, yeah, probably early
Maybe
40s.
Maybe late 30s or something. But, yeah, I mean, they're at least a little younger, and here's this, like, older guy trying to be all hip with the new guys, and I don't know. I just don't see him working that well. I wish they would have gotten Conan, honestly. Gotten him away from TBS.
Well, no, Conan's pretty happy. He's got a really big contract over yeah. there, and, like, a lot of freedom on basic cable and stuff like that.
Neil Patrick Harris would have been great. I could think of a lot of people.
They were talking also, I remember when they were about to announce it, Chelsea Handler was rumored. Who were the other ones?
I feel like Seth Meyers is getting a little better.
I like dry humor, but his show is just dry.
It's too
dry. I don't have a problem with his humor, but the show is just very like slow-paced. It seems like just like Weekend Update. That's usually
what
the review is.
A big Weekend Update, yeah.
It's just like a long, extended, I don't know.
I watched an episode recently, though. I was like, he's definitely improved from the beginning.
Yeah, it's not awful, but it's just like, I don't know. I find myself really not caring. That's kind of mostly all television nowadays. Yeah, anyway. We checked out. Okay, we're going to try to hold off on the Chris Tucker. I think we've been really using the Tucker.
No abortions, Lee.
That's the worst Jackie Chan ever. But speaking of the worst things ever, we checked out some of the new Star Wars merchandise in honor of the new film, and there was a Chewbacca.
the Chewbacca.
Yeah, it was for kids, obviously. It was a toy. And it was a Chewbacca-like mask that like had like a movable mouth, and like when like the mouth was moved... He would let out his infamous Lee. Never touch a Wookiee's radio. Okay, we're trying to mix the character. Okay, anyway, but
that was terrible.
No, I tried
yeah,
something new.
Yeah, I got the Rush Hour reference. It was all right. Never touch a Wookiee's radio.
Yeah, Tucker Baca. Tucker Baca. Carter Baca.
Well, the Chewbacca.
The Chewbacca mask, yeah. Was just, I mean, I'll post an image on Twitter and stuff like that on it and stuff like that. But Jesus, it is the worst toy I think you could buy. Or why?
What about the Chewbacca Furby? Have you heard about that?
I saw that too. Oh, yeah. It was there. I understand Furbies and everything. I understand the merchandising. But do we really need?
This is why Star Wars was bought by Disney. Oh, not for the films, but for the merchandise.
I mean,
that's what George Lucas made his fortune on, was merchandise.
I used to be a big fan of those fake lightsabers you find in, like, Walgreens, CVS, mm-hmm. you know.
Oh, the latest Kylo Ren one?
Yeah, we go to Target, and shout out to Target. And we go there, we look at the lightsabers, and I'm like, oh, I had a couple extra bucks on me at the time, and I was like, I would consider buying one for nostalgic value of the old lightsaber. I look at the fucking price tag, the fucker's like $15.
It was $12.99. That's not bad.
That's like 13 and change. I mean, come on, man. That's ridiculous.
It's a lightsaber. What
do
you expect? It's a
plastic toy that, it's ridiculous.
It's Disney.
I'm talking about, like, it should be $5.
I mean, that's a
They make them in these fucking
$9.99. Be reasonable.
No, be reasonable. They make them in these sweatshops.
It's all about making a profit.
No, they make them in these fucking sweatshops for fucking, like, literally pennies. Pennies. Pennies for this shit plastic. All fucking right, break. All right. And these little fucking Asian kids are like, oh, we can't feed our family. And it's like, they pay them literally.
No, you got to think about shipping and handling.
You're making items for pennies. Shipping is what? You're gonna mass send stuff. Okay, you're spending a couple hundred grand on shipping. You're making ridiculous, copious amounts of money off fucking kids buying that cheap ass.
Only because you charge $12.99.
But it's ridiculous.
$4.99 is too low.
No, $5.99 and we call it a day.
No, $8.99.
No, see, now we're creeping up to the higher price again. That's what doesn't add up. Okay, but your thoughts on sweatshops?
They're terrible.
No, I think they're beneficial. How those little fuckers working? I mean, you're fucking wasting away in your country. Might as well put them to work. At least give them some sort of, like, form of hope that they're going to fucking get out of their situation.
No, it's horrible.
No, it's fine. I think it's good for everybody. I think it's good for, well, not good for our country in a sense because it loses a lot of jobs. But, you know, the little fuckers, that need something to do out there.
Why are you calling them little fuckers? They're people.
Little people, you know.
They're people. They're children. A lot of them are children.
That's fine. They're okay.
Oh.
They're okay. They have a job.
I don't support this.
No, I don't have a job.
Harry doesn't
support this.
They
have jobs, man. They're making that bank. Would you let your kid work in a sweatshop?
No.
Why not?
It's awful.
Why not give back?
It's not giving back.
You're producing a worker.
No, America is screwing its own country over by having these sweatshops and making these workers. Oh, they can get everything cheaper if it's from another country.
On a side note, what do you think the term sweatshop, like?
It's not really a shop. It's more like a factory.
Yeah, like a sweat factory.
Yeah. Sweat factory.
Doesn't have the same ring to it.
Hashtag sweat factory.
Hashtag. Sweat Factory. I think this is going to be the episode title, Sweat Factory.
Yeah.
Rob Diedrich's
Sweat Factory.
Sweat Factory.
Why a sweatshop? You don't really shop.
I mean, it just rolls off the tongue better.
Stop. Drop. Open up shop. Let's go. All right.
I don't know what the hell you're going with on that one. I mean, DMX. any other takes on the Star Wars merchandise? Anything that stuck out to you? Anything that was,
it kind of sucked.
That's what I'm saying.
Nothing innovative. Like, when The Phantom Menace came out, I can't speak for when the original Star Wars film came out. I wasn't alive. But when Phantom Menace was coming out, they had all this cool, like, set of action figures that came with their own voice chips, and you could read off a voice reader
remember that, clearly.
And you'd want to collect them all. What's the whole point of me wanting to get these toys? There's not really much that connect. with each other.
Yeah, not,
it, there wasn't. There weren't too many sets.
No, not at all.
Yeah,
not at all. Even the Lego sets were really
like. I can remember seeing walls of just action figures of Watto and, you know, so many different characters.
Like a
Boss Nass.
Watto and Boss Nass are the two first characters of Star Wars you bring up.
Because I'm trying to bring up characters that would be more minor. That
yeah, Jar Jar.
Like, we only got what do we get on what do we get. Oh, Poe Dameron. Oscar Isaac, like Finn. We don't even get a last name.
It's Finn Windu.
Finn Rey.
Finn Windu.
I would have taken a Supreme Leader Snoke action figure from Andy Serkis' character.
Oh, Snoke. That sounds like a derogatory thing.
Spring!
Trixies!
Andy Serkis. Speaking of Trixies. Harry's pounding his chest. He's doing an Andy Serkis impression of only what I can assume is King Kong. Yeah, Star Wars merchandise, very underwhelming. Movies this weekend. My birthday is Thursday the 17th.
Yes.
Friday is the 18th. The big movie, I believe, is Black Mass.
Black Mass. Well, I mean, it'll be a competition to see.
Maze Runner?
Yeah. Maze Runner. The Scorched Maze Trials Runner. And Black Mass. Yes. I mean, the win will probably go to The Maze Runner. But
the better film will be Black Mass.
But I think Black Mass will probably be the better film and have longer legs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're going to have really strong performances in there. You got Benedict Cumberbatch.
I think a lot of people are excited to see Johnny Depp make a dramatic comeback.
Well, yeah, because you don't... Okay, for the last, like, what, 15 years,
he's just been playing characters.
It's the quirky... Yeah, it's the quirky roles again. And not to say they're all
crazy
bad.
Crazy costume characters.
But, like, there's just so, like... After Pirates 2, even... It was just, again, everything got repetitive with him in the acting.
Yeah.
Like, every role was just, like, him trying to outdo his previous role.
Yeah.
And it got really old, but, like, finally, you know, we finally saw some trailers of this a few months back and started hearing about this more, and it just looked like, a Scorsese film.
Yeah. I mean,
I think a lot of people
will be interested in seeing Johnny Depp make a comeback. Plus, you have good up-and-comers. I mean, not so much up-and-comers anymore, but still rising names like Joel Edgerton, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Great actors, man.
Yeah.
Great actors. He's playing, for anybody who doesn't know, Johnny Depp is playing Whitey Bulger, the infamous crime lord from Boston. That's pretty much his story. So, yeah.
I am looking forward to it. Early reviews are in, some of them, and a lot of them say it. They all agree that Depp does a great job.
Oh, I mean, I can't even. Yeah, you have to.
They all agree, but there is differing, like, rankings on how much people liked the film. Yeah. Some say it's a passable movie. Some say it's a great.
How long is it? Do you know? Probably like 2 hours.
I actually don't know the runtime. I would guess it's anywhere from two and two.
You're not gonna have a movie like that and not at least be 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your thoughts on Gus Fring in Maze Runner?
I mean, woohoo.
Are you excited? He was a great villain.
I mean, yeah, he's amazing in Breaking Bad, but I don't think he's going to...
Do you know his role in Maze Runner?
Not at all.
Do you think he's going to be a villain? Do you think
I think he's a good guy.
He's Oh, God.
Yeah.
What else this
Because it looks like the guy from Game of Thrones is the villain.
Who gives a shit?
Littlefinger?
I don't know.
Oh, fuck it. Oh, your highness.
Show your tits, Khaleesi.
Oh, Sansa Stark.
Let the dragons free if you know what Papa's talking about.
I have a little finger.
Show your tits, Khaleesi.
Oh, but my lady, I have a little
Khaleesi finger. Khaleesi was fucking, I didn't see it, but just from what I did see in the trailers, it was just god-awful as Sarah Connor.
So people at work have told me that Terminator Genesis isn't that bad. I'm like, oh, get the fuck
out. I can't.
Amelia Clark just can't do it.
The Arnold one-liners in the trailers were just so forced.
Just give it a rest.
I mean, just, why?
If you get the rights to Terminator, you should have started fresh. Not brought Arnold back.
Honestly, just leave it alone, man. Leave the whole franchise alone.
Do you think they'll make the sequels they had planned?
No. It's gone the way of the Fantastic Four. I don't think they're going to make a sequel to that either. So,
well, we'll have to see how much Terminator does worldwide.
I don't think it's going to be enough. I mean, there's so much like criticism over here about it. I don't think it's going to really pick up much more steam.
I just think, let the franchise go.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I liked 3, but not a lot of people did.
It's not
going
to go back to James Cameron soon?
It does, supposedly, to articles, yeah. Mm. Goes back to James Cameron in, like, 2018. It's not that he'll do anything with it. He's just in the Avatar business. Out here, every living thing wants to kill you. Colonel Crotch.
Colonel Crotch. So yeah, it's been a slow news week. So I guess we can go into some personal stuff. How's work?
Bleh.
So not good.
No, it's not. It's not too bad.
You've been hanging in there?
Yeah.
Any
for the time being.
Any exciting things happening at the old theme park we can't really talk about?
Not that it hasn't been publicly announced, honestly.
Any news on Halloween Horror Nights? Any updates on that? Starting this week, right?
Yeah, starts September 18th.
Yeah, Friday.
There's 9 houses this year.
What are the houses?
Well, can't think of all of them off the top.
Walking Dead, right?
Walking Dead. I think Insidious is one.
Okay.
Freddy vs. Jason.
Okay.
That'll be a big house. Yeah. People are going to want to go to that. Asylum in Wonderland 3D. It's like Alice in Wonderland. Just
that sounds
crazy. Yeah, I want to do that one because it kind of interests me because I've always felt a good house would be Arkham Asylum. You know, Batman, stuff like that. And so it's cool to see like something that isn't traditionally horror being made into scary house.
Yeah.
Which I think you could do that with a lot of movies, honestly.
You could totally twist ideas around like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easily. Imagine like a Lord of the Rings crazy. It's the Balrog. This foe is beyond.
There's like Sméagol following you.
Yeah. What is this new devilry?
What the hell? Yeah, so nothing really big though in Universal right now besides Horror Nights starting.
Horror Nights starting, yeah.
Been a pretty slow season.
Rock the Universe was this weekend.
That's that
Switchfoot Christian.
The Christian, yeah, concert series thing, whatever.
Supposedly sex happens at Rock the Universe every year.
Where?
I don't know. I hear it from security. I don't know if it's just one of those like BS. Like,
it has to be a BS thing. Where the hell could that happen?
I mean, it has happened at theme parks before.
No, but I'm talking about like a Christian concert. I can't imagine anybody getting off to Switchfoot. Like, oh my God, Switchfoot's on.
I dare you to move.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We were meant to live for so much more.
Yeah. I don't want to see it happening.
Meant to live for that pussy. Oh.
That was uncalled for.
Oh.
That was really uncalled for.
Oh.
Take a moment of silence for that joke. Take a moment of silence, please. Okay, we're back. You celebrated your girlfriend's birthday.
Yeah.
Yesterday. What'd y'all do? How was that?
Went to the visit. M. Night Shyamalan.
That was your gift to her. I really.
Well, we went to dinner. I paid for a nice dinner. I got her wine and I had a good.
God.
What?
You start off good taking her out to dinner and then you finish it off with dessert.
No, we started with the visit.
Oh, so you. Okay.
Yeah, then went to dinner.
That's a good move because you don't
want. I wanted something good at least.
Yeah, and you didn't want her getting sick, you know, during the movie. So yeah, like that's basically it. Just had a nice, subtle
just a
night.
Nice, good time.
Yeah, because I remember hitting you up. I was like, hey, when you get done over there, you know, we could record a podcast, you know. And you're like, yeah, it'll be late. I'm like, okay, sure, you know. Well,
all right.
That's cool. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, 1:40, 2:00 in the morning, I get a text. Hey man, I get off at 9 tomorrow. You want to do a podcast? And I'm like, I'm literally sitting here. I have like my notes already, and I'm just like. Oh, that son of a bitch.
Oh, come on.
Slippery son of a bitch.
It was worth it.
I suppose.
What'd you think now? Flip it in reverse.
Oh, man.
Podcast.
Yeah. Well, I have a job interview Monday.
Oh, yes.
10:30.
Congratulations.
At Target.
You should mention the company.
Oh, it's fine. I'm giving them good promotion. They're a great company to work for. Wink, wink. no, they have always
Target.
A solid.
I like Target better than Target, Walmart. Yeah,
Target's good. No, yeah, it's cleaner.
People speak English.
The Puerto Rican persuasion has really infiltrated the Targets around these areas.
Really, I haven't noticed.
Yeah, the one in Colonial over here, which is a local Orlando street. It's pretty inundated with the.
The vatos.
The hombres, the amigos.
But yeah, it's pretty Spanish over there.
What's the problem with that?
I mean, we discussed this before.
Just the language barrier?
No, it's not the language barrier. It's the entitlement and the language barrier too, of course. But it's just like, you know, there's you go into these places, any place really in like Orlando, and it's just like Spanish first. Spanish first. Everything's Spanish. And, like, I understand that's your language. But, like, you know, at least attempt the English route. Like, a lot of these, like, little places, little, like, stores, little gas stations, stuff like that.
Well, learn a little Spanish.
Why? Why?
Because, obviously, there's a language barrier. How's it fair to you
to tell them? Most of them aren't.
No, they're Puerto Rican. They're citizens. No,
they don't pay taxes. I don't consider them citizens.
No,
we've had this discussion before.
Puerto Ricans in this country pay taxes.
I don't think so.
Yes.
I don't think so.
They have to pay the state tax.
I don't think so.
If they work here... They get the taxes.
If I pay the taxes, how am I going to afford all these burritos?
What is that?
It's my interpretation of a Spanish man trying to, like...
That's Mexican. That's not Puerto Rican.
I'd argue burritos are eaten by Puerto Ricans.
I mean, everyone eats burritos. Look at all the white people in Chipotle.
Well, I mean, that's not real.
Oh, it's burritos.
No, no, it's not.
Oh, it's burritos.
No, it's not. You can't.
Oh!
When you get tofu in your burrito, I don't think it's a burrito.
It's a burrito.
I don't think it's a burrito.
It's a burrito. It's Chipotle's new slogan. It's a burrito.
Harry's really stretching the jokes. Oh, Jesus. News topics. Anything else? Anything big? Anything happening in your life? Nothing?
No, not really.
God, we live such an eventful life.
Welcome to our lives. Well.
No, I'm not ending it yet. I know you were going for it.
No, I was going to change the subject.
Okay, then go ahead.
Oh, I forgot what it was.
Oh, of course you did.
Yeah.
Alright, Alright, quick. I'm gonna toss out a word.
Okay.
We'll play word association.
Alright.
Maybe off of that we can get something going.
Yeah.
First thing comes off your mind, we can talk about
it. Okay.
Alright. Lame.
Show.
Podcast.
Bold statements.
you took that and rode with it. Okay. Favorite. Actor.
Now or of all time?
Of all time.
Tom Hanks.
Of now.
Christian Bale.
Awful choices. Actresses.
Actresses?
Yeah.
Of all time, Nicole Kidman.
Awful.
Right now,
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
You see,
Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, man.
No, but not... I don't like her Hunger Games roles.
Cat Piss?
What?
You don't like Cat Piss?
Cat Piss.
Cat Piss Everdeen?
I like her for her David O. Russell collaborations. Silver Linings Playbook, American Hustle.
What's your favorite collaboration with David O. Russell?
For her performance?
Her performance,
Silver
yeah.
Linings.
I really liked her in American Hustle.
She was great in American Hustle, but I just felt in Silver Linings she was such a more commanding presence. Lead role, too, helps.
I suppose.
But she stole every scene she was in American Hustle.
No, she really did,
yeah.
With the microwave.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good.
Don't put Matt on the sides up.
The sides up in here.
What about you, man? Favorite of all time actor?
Ugh.
Do of all time and then do now.
of right now.
And a runner-up would be, a close runner-up would be Joaquin Phoenix for currently for me. They're kind of neck to neck.
Okay. I guess right now would have to be... God.
What do you have of all time? Is it Robert De Niro or...
Just because I'm a Scorsese fan.
I was
fucking stereotype me into fucking believing that Robert De Niro. Oh yeah, I love Joe Pesci too. Joe Pesci and Robert De Niro are by far.
Well, Robert
my
De Niro is. You love Raging Bull.
I do. Doesn't mean I fucking ride the man's penis.
You laugh at Meet the Parents.
I chuckle. I know you chuckle.
Hilarity ensued in Meet the Fockers.
Yeah.
And then Little Fockers came out.
And the hilarity died.
Yeah.
Along with the sister from the first film.
Oh, God.
Scoop! That was a good setup on that joke.
You can't even
deny it.
All right.
Lee, that was a hell of a joke, Lee! You really hit that bitch hard, Lee!
I have to crowbar Chris Tucker in there, man, every podcast until we.
All right, of all time. I mean, De Niro wasn't a bad choice for of all time.
Time, I would have to go with. Fuck, I don't want to say Hanks.
If it's Hanks. I mean, like the man is the reason.
The reason why it's I'm talking about it more. They're thinking about Hanks more now is because we saw the end of Road to Perdition. We keep watching the end scene of Road to Perdition.
Oh yeah.
I don't know, always gets me. I think it has to be Tom Hanks.
It has to be. Think about the man's filmography. Road to Perdition.
Catch Me If You Can.
That was the same year, 2002.
Yeah.
There's Forrest Gump. There's Castaway. I've never seen Philadelphia.
Larry Crown.
But he won the Oscar.
Larry Crown.
Right. That's why we're saying of all time and not right now.
Larry Crown.
Let's look back at his filmography in the 90s, in the first half of the 2000s.
Turner and Hooch. Big. No, big is good.
I love the Green Mile.
Green Mile is good. Yeah, my club.
Have you seen Saving Private Ryan?
Bits and pieces. Oh, never fallen through.
It's good.
That Matt Damon?
Yep.
Yeah, Matt Damon.
It's just the roles Hanks would pick.
Yeah.
I mean, how many actors... Part of being a great actor is also picking the great roles. Obviously, there's a lot of great actors in Hollywood, but not many pick the great roles that
Eddie
Tom
Murphy.
Hanks had.
Look at Eddie Murphy's choice of roles. I mean, we were flipping through the channels earlier, and we sort of Norbit. And, like, you know, he's not a bad actor.
He's not.
He really is.
But he picked shitty roles, and it damned his career.
I don't understand who was picking his, like, movies. Did he have help? Maybe, like,
did he
have people influencing him? But, like, he's such
Norbit,
a better...
Meet Dave, the Adventures
of Pluto. He's so better than that.
Yeah.
We've seen him better than that. And
a great actor has to pick great roles. And that's why
Hanks has been consistent.
Hanks hasn't picked so much great ones at the moment.
I want to see Captain Phillips.
Oh, Captain Phillips is great, and I did like... I love Cloud Atlas.
I have to watch Cloud Atlas again. I only seen him getting bits and pieces of it.
But
Toy Story, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Too. I mean, the classics.
Yeah, Hanks, honestly, he maybe had a few years where he got a little dry there, like Charlie Wilson's War. I didn't really care for it.
It's not bad,
the worst thing that I wish he would never take part of, the Dan Brown films.
Oh, the Da Vinci.
Da Vinci Code, Angels and it's such a waste.
They're making another one, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
The third one?
Who cares?
Wrapping up the trilogy.
Flopped. Yeah.
Well, it's Ron Howard.
It's...
Come on.
Who's your current, then?
I was going to go, current is... I think I have a current. DiCaprio?
Well, he's always reliable.
Yeah, I mean, he's been consistent too. He picked good roles since Titanic. Yeah, I guess DiCaprio.
Do you have a favorite actress of all time? And then pick your current.
Judi Dench is always a good choice. I'm joking.
Fuck have you been a Judi Dench fan?
I mean, I haven't really known her body of work all too much.
I mean, she won the Oscar in Shakespeare in Love, 1998.
It's fine. I probably have to go with, like, a...
Or she was nominated.
I really enjoy Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah? So your favorite of all time would be Catherine?
Honestly, yeah. That's one of the few actresses I've seen in a lot of things that's just been... Always good in roles.
Entertaining, yeah.
Home Alone, Beetlejuice, Orange County.
Where the Wild Things are.
She's always been just... Mm-hmm. You can't really ask much
more. She's actually had a very good body of work.
Yeah, big career.
What about current?
For that sweet, sweet ass Margot Robbie. My God. Oh, my God. Harley Quinn. That's just...
That sound effect.
I popped a boner just now. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
Mr. J, let me take care of that boner for you.
Oh, I'm not gonna kill you.
I'm just gonna
hurt you.
I'm just gonna rub your tits.
Really?
Harley Quinn.
Really hard.
I'm gonna motorboat those tits, Harley.
With the patsies.
With patsies.
The Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad. Go back to after fucking Earth, you bastard. I've lost respect for Will Smith.
No, but you know Suicide Squad is his attempt. He's had to put his ego aside now in a film that's not about him.
Oh, fuck off.
His contract was always, I'm the only one on the poster. And he needed to be like front and center. Even Hitch was just him. No Kevin James.
Well, there was not enough room for Kevin James. They put him on the poster. Wouldn't be enough room for anybody else on there. I mean, It was a good move for the market.
Obviously, After Earth like hurt him bad to where he now has to put his ego aside.
What's wrong with his children?
I don't know. Let's not get into that.
No, I want to know. Like, I was watching VMAs and I saw Jaden like drinking milk or something in the crowd.
I don't know.
Like, what the hell is his problem, man?
The Fresh Prince reboot. I'm not excited for it one bit.
I've always had the idea that, you know, that you pick it up from, you know, Will being in Bel Air, and then, like, he has a son now, and the son's, like, really privileged, gets out of control because he has a lot of money and stuff like that. And then the idea now is to send him to Philadelphia to live with the grandmother or something, and then he could, in a sense, get the same lessons that Will got.
It was Philadelphia.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea, honestly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I always thought that would be a hell of an idea to kind of go off of. Use Jaden. Let Jaden be the new Fresh Prince. It did so much for Will's career. Get Jaden on a consistent...
We get After Earth 2.
I don't think an After Earth 2 is going to be in the works. I don't think it's going to...
No, happen. I mean, it only lost Sony. It only lost Sony like $150 million.
Oh, only $150 million.
Yeah.
That's not that bad. I mean... 150. What did Pluto, Adventures of Pluto Nash make going on the Eddie Murphy?
Domestically, $4 million.
$4 million. Worldwide, it was like...
Has anyone seen it? Comment.
I honestly, I don't know if I'm going to get slammed by our zero listeners, but I like Pluto Nash. Randy Quaid is a delight.
I've never seen it. I've seen parts.
Is Rosario Dawson in it?
She is in it.
Okay, yeah.
That's a part I've seen is with her.
Pluto Nash, Rosario Dawson. I think Jay Moore's in it.
Aww.
Who, from Pauly fame, the original,
You motherfucker!
The parrot movie from the 90s, who everybody always assumed was Joe Pesci's voice.
You get your motherfucking hands off me! You, Joe, motherfucker, you!
That's from Casino. Was Sam Rothstein was a Jew, his friend Robert De Niro.
Oh, you think I'm funny?
how am I funny? Am I a clown?
When does Joe Pesci make a comeback?
Honestly, it's a shame because, like, you know, he's an Oscar winner, and that was only, what, like 20, 25 years ago?
25, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that long ago where, I mean, I don't know. I mean, Home Alone was good.
Think about all the retired actors, though. Joe Pesci, Sean Connery.
Well, Sean Connery, I mean, he's...
I heard he's, like, kind of...
Yeah, I think he was getting a little sick. I did enjoy A League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Never saw it.
Good action movie.
Gene Hackman is in retirement.
Yeah, plus Mooseport would probably do that to you. Welcome to Mooseport with Ray Romano.
Too bad Ray Romano didn't.
That is the most popular film
at
your local pawn shop. I will bet you money.
You will never find a film abundant at the La Familia.
You really won't, honestly. You really can get a nice few copies for your friends. For the holidays, you can send them out in gift baskets. Yeah.
Health relief stress.
Oh, you want to tell that story? We can tell that story. All right. Well, we, you know, Harry and I were high school classmates, and we had TV production class. And basically, our first year there, they did some sort of fundraising. And the teacher's idea, who we'll give a quick shout out to, Ricky Koberg, thanks for all the knowledge on Final Cut Pro. Psych.
Austin Lyon taught more in a day.
Austin Lyon, our next teacher in TV production, actually taught us how to use stuff. Anyway, Koberg's...
Instead of selling chocolate,
which was like the normal high school fundraising route, she decided, hey, you know, I'm into, you know, the health kick. I like moisturizers and all that fucking garbage. And she was like, okay, we're going to make gift baskets.
A stress relief gift basket
that included Andy's Mints.
One Andy's Mint.
Lotions.
Tea.
Some tea.
A postcard.
I don't, for what?
Total worth, probably like $5.
Literally.
ten at the most. And she charged $35
No, you forget the most value of the basket.
The DVD.
Because she was a television production teacher, she was able to, you know, make her own media. So what she had done was, for the basket, she created a stress relief DVD where... I'm only guessing she used her own camera and stuff. Film shots of, like, you know, outdoors, you know.
The horses and
nature.
Yeah,
horses and stuff. She did it probably at a local park. My guess, probably Barber. But,
There's no horses at Barber.
Most of the other shots were at a park.
Okay.
She could have maybe had some stock footage of a horse. Anyway, bottom line of it was... She, I think, was really high and mighty on herself. She's like, I'm going to put my media in the gift basket. And, you know, when people buy the gift basket, they're like, oh, who directed this? I think her end game was to get more fame than actually making money for the fundraising.
It was $35 for a...
$35 gift basket.
Or, let's see, a DVD that cost $1. A tea bag, which I'm sure is like, what, fucking...
Oh,
a nickel?
Really?
How much is a tea bag?
I mean,
if you get a dollar, large sweet tea.
Yeah, at Steak and Shake. It's a plug for Steak and Shake. But no, I mean, the point being here is, like, these things literally came from the dollar store.
One Andy's Mint? You know that she took a big bag.
She got a bag of Andy's Mints, probably from Walmart.
Or from Olive Garden.
She probably just took a fucking handful.
She's like, can I get extra?
These would be a fine addition to my health basket.
Stress relief gift basket. And remember, kids were like, oh, this is a good idea.
Oh, yeah, the real suck-ups in the class were, like, really high on that.
Nick and I, we were making fun of, like, this is $35?
We were cracking jokes, and I know she heard us cracking jokes.
Our families laughed at it, and then one of the students who was, like, you know, suck-up, was like, oh, our teacher is a health artist. And
yeah, I was like, okay,
yeah,
blowing out your ass.
She knows what she's doing. Yeah? You know how many gift baskets she sold? Four. Four too many.
What happened to your gift basket, Harry, if I could ask?
What? Didn't I keep it?
You kept it, as well as I kept mine.
Yeah.
I remember when we initially got them, we were waiting for my mom to pick us up
and
at the car loop.
And we ate the Andy's Mint immediately.
We, like, opened it up subtly and, like, took the Andy's Mint out. Yeah. Because we're like, honestly, if you're getting one Andy's Mint, it's not even worth it to have
one. It's not.
So we were like, we made a choice.
$35.
And I mean, this is at a time when the recession was really kicking in.
Yeah.
Like, it was like 2008.
It was 2008.
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
So it just was a little.
Or no, it was 2007. But it was like.
2008.
Yeah.
It was just, oh man. I just, you know, you really have to question people's motives at the end of the day, I guess. Do you think Koberg could have been an asset to Hollywood? Given the right.
Maybe.
Why maybe?
Because who knows?
Do you think she had the directorial skills that would...
I never really saw her directorial skills.
You watched the video.
It was just a documentary, basically.
How are her
Not
shots?
Not even. It was just nature shots.
I mean, the shots. I mean, how do you think her shots fared?
They weren't that bad.
So do you think... In all honesty, Ricky Koberg could have been an Oscar-winning...
No. Okay. Maybe like a assistant to the cinematographer or something.
Let's tell another story here on the TV production thing, being a little nostalgic. We also, during our stay in TV production, we'd have some guest speakers from time to time. And I could, without a shadow of a doubt, remember one just infamous man. He was a second assistant director on a couple of films. His name was Michael Finn, F-I-N-N. We'll give him a plug if he is still in Hollywood. I can't imagine he is. But basically, he came to our class and was talking
Didn't
to us.
Did he work on Ace Ventura Jr.?
Yes, the follow-up of the Ace Ventura series.
Was he assistant or director?
I think assistant.
Okay, assistant director.
Yeah, he doesn't have the chops for an actual director. But basically, this guy, he was a second assistant director, and he worked on a few films, and he comes in, starts talking to us about, you know, his experience, blah, blah, blah. And me and Harry here, and our friend Martin... We were, honestly, even my standards, we were pretty disrespectful. He was like,
yeah.
He was naming things he had done, and we're just like, literally, like side talking to each other.
Did
like,
he kick you out?
He moved me to the other side of the room.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we were pretty disrespectful, but the story there was he had worked on a movie called
The Waterboy?
The Waterboy, a famous Adam Sandler movie, and we thought that was pretty funny, and then, like, you know, once again, we just started making jokes on the poor guy. Okay, so Harry doesn't want to take the podcast seriously.
The Waterboy guy, the farmer friend.
That was your impression.
Haven't watched it in a while.
I thought you were mocking me. This was his impression of the guy from, you know, Joe Dirt and Waterboy. Blah, 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 blah. It's the guy who's like, I love to see homos naked. That guy.
Okay.
Like, that was the worst impression.
My bad.
Okay, I'm just going to end the podcast on that.
Why?
I think we've gone long enough. And I think that's a very sour note to end it on, and I just don't want to continue off of that anymore.
All right.
I think it's terrible. I don't want to do the podcast anymore. You've questioned my faith in this podcast with your awful, awful impression.
Jesus. I'm sorry, man.
No, I'm just kidding. I love you. All right, and that'll do it for us at Bold Statements. This is Nick Oshlak. And
Harry.
Harry. Okay, yeah, do the last name.
All right.
You bastard. Do the last name.
I'm going to kill myself tonight. Jesus. With this.
Harry who? So we know who you are in your obituary.
Harry who?
All right, on that note, goodbye, everybody.